It is so nice to see real people again.
再次看到这个面对面，真是太好了。So,
not as many as on Zoom, but it is nice to have faces.
虽然不像在Zoom上有那么多人，但是能看到真人是很好的。Let's
begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。Dear
God, I thank you for the privilege to meet together.
亲爱的主，我们为能够在一起面对面来感谢你。
I ask that as we study your word, that you will guide us.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来引导我们。
I thank you that in all of the uncertainty of our world, your word is certain.
在这个不确定的世界中，你的话语是确定在天的。
And so speak to us through your word, I pray.
求你真的借着你的话语对我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Now, to help me to know what I need to do this morning, how many of you have been listening to the Zoom classes?
我就先了解一下，有多少人在那个网上有听这个课。
Okay, most of you, okay.
大部分都有在听。
Let me spend about 5 minutes just kind of a review where we have been.
我先花五分钟的时间来复习一下。
So that you have a sense of what we have done and where we're going.
你就知道说我们过去都学了什么，然后我们前面要学什么。2
Corinthians 3, verse 18 says this.
在哥林多后书3章17节这么说。
We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光,
are being transformed into the same image,
好像从镜子里反照, 就变成主的形状,
from glory to glory.
荣上加荣,
and this comes from the Spirit,
如同从主的灵变成的,
who is the Lord.
就是主的灵把我们变成这样。
He has started that chapter by saying that Moses had to cover his face with a veil.
在第三章他要先讲说摩西呢就是用脸上蒙上帕子。
After Moses had seen just a tiny bit of God's glory,
摩西只看到了神一点点的荣耀。
His face was so shining that people said, please cover your face, it blinds us.
但是他的脸就开始发光，所以呢，那个百姓就说，求你把你的脸给遮住。
And Paul writes to the Corinthian Christians,
保罗就给哥林多的基督徒写信说,
and he says, we don't have to cover our faces.
我们不需要把我们的脸给蒙起来。
We're able to see God's glory.
我们可以看到神的荣光。
And then he says, 然后, as we see his glory,
当我们看到神的荣光的时候,
we are being transformed into what we are seeing.
我们就被改变成我们所看到的那位。
But then he says, and this is very important,
然后他接着说, 这个很重要,
we are being transformed from one degree to another.
我们被改变成从荣上加荣, 从一种程度的荣耀, 到更进一步的程度的荣光。
In other words, step by step by step.
而是一步又一步又一步。
I find there are two mistakes that Christians make when they think about our transformation into the image of Christ.
基督徒想到这个更新成主的样子的时候，通常会犯两种错误。
One is to say, that's not possible.
一种是说那是不可能的。
At least it's not possible for me.
至少对我是不可能的。
Because I'm just an ordinary Christian.
因为我就是一个平信徒，一个普普通通的基督徒。
Pastor Zoe, Joe.
周牧师。
Pastor Xi.
许牧师。
Miss Fortz.
Mommy.
Yeah, they probably, that might work for them.
可能他们能做得到。
I'm just an ordinary Christian.
我不过就是一个一般的信徒。
And so I'm just going to be what I am for my whole life.
所以我的一生我原来
And then, boom, I'll go to heaven.
然后又一下到天堂。
And in heaven, everything will be made perfect.
然后到天堂，一切所有的一切都会完美了。
So, don't worry about it.
所以就别担心了。
That's one mistake.
这是一种错误。
Because Paul says we all are being transformed.
因为保罗说我们众人都在被改变成主的形象。
The other mistake.
另外一种就是。
And This is the mistake that comes from my background.
这是从我的背景的人通常会有的一个错误。
Where emotion and dramatic moments are important.
就是这种比较令人兴奋的这种剧烈改变的情绪化的时刻很重要。
Looks like this.
它是这样的，看起来。
I'm floating along as a Christian.
我就是好像这样，基督徒就这么一直往前进。
I go to a conference.
然后我去参加一个特会。
There are some dramatic.Stories,
然后就有一些很让人很激动人心的故事。
Great emotion.
然后你就感觉情绪就起来了。
And the speaker says, "Who wants to be transformed into the image of Christ?"
然后讲员就说，谁想要被改变成主的形状
？That's not a hard question.
那个可不是一个难的问题。
Of course.
当然，我想被改变成主的形
状。Who wants to surrender to God?
谁想要对神降服
？Well, of course.
当然。
And there's great emotion.
然后你那会儿感觉很激动。
And I expect now I'm here.
然后你就期待说好，下一刻我的灵命就到了这个程度。
Paul says neither of those are a picture of the Christian life.
但是保罗说这两种都不是基督徒生活的一个写照。
Instead, step by step, I am being transformed.
在基督徒的生活中，我是一步一步一步的被改变成主的形状。
And that's harder.
那个更难。
You know, we are not good at long-term processes.
我们对于这个长期的目标，这样一个过程其实是不擅长。
We like magical changes.
我们就喜欢那种及时的那种神奇的改变。
You invent a pill that people can lose 25 pounds in a week.And you become rich.
然后，如果你能够让人说，我能在一星期之内让你减重25磅，你肯定就会成为百万富翁。
Because what's hard is losing 1 pound a week for 25 weeks.
然后更难的是每个星期呢减一磅，然后有25个星期你减25磅。
Paul says spiritual transformation.
保罗说属灵上的更新
is step by step by step.
是一步一步一步的。
Now, I still think those emotional moments, those conferences, those commitments are important.
我仍然认为这种特会，这种对神的委身，你这种情绪上的这种回应是重要的。
They give me an impetus for new growth.
因为它就是刺激我，让我想要去
更多的成长。
They give me a
picture of where I'm going.
它就告诉我我的目标，我要向哪个方向成长。
But they are not enough in themselves.
但是他们自己本身是不够的。
Paul says, "We are in a process."
保罗说我们是在一个过程之中。
And so, a few weeks ago, when we started this, a few months ago now, I gave you this definition. If you are new to this,
如果你是第一次来上这个课，那在几个星期以前呢，我是给灵命成长下了这么一个定义。
Spiritual formation is the gracious process.
灵命塑造是一个恩典的过程。
Of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
被改变成基督耶稣的形状。
For the sake of others.
是为了他人的缘故。
It is gracious. That means it is by God's grace.
它是一个恩典的过程，是靠着神的恩典。
It is not a matter of how strong am I.
那个不是在于说我是一个多么强有力、多么坚稳固的基督徒。
It is how strong is He.
而是说我们的神他有多么的坚强他有多么的有力
it is, a process, it is a matter of grace
它是一个恩典的
It is a process
这是一个过程
Talked about that
来我们讲这个过程
Then it is being conformed to his image the image of Christ
他的这个目的就是把我们塑造成基督耶稣的形象
And we spent a little time looking at what he looks like
我们就花了一些时间看神是什么样的。
And that becomes the measurement for us.
那个就是衡量我们的一个标准。
Please understand this or you will always be frustrated in your Christian life.
请你真的是了解到这一点不然你在你的基督徒的生命中就会总是觉得很恼火很沮丧。
Spiritual formation is not the process of being conformed to the image of the Pope.
这个灵命塑造不是一个塑造成教皇的形象
of being conformed to the image of Rick Warren
不是被塑造成那个华里克的形象
or John Piper
或者是那个约翰派克 John MacArthur,
or Pastor Joe,
或者是像周牧师,
or anyone else,
或者任何别的人,
it is the process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
他的这个过程是要把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
And here's why this is important.
为什么这一点很重要呢?
Jesus Christ will look different in you than he does in someone else.
耶稣基督在你里边跟在另外一个人里边，他看着是不同的。
As the disciples are transformed into the image of Christ,
在门徒被塑造成耶稣基督形象的过程中,
Thomas does not take on the personality of Peter.
那个多马呢，他的个性呢跟彼得的个性是不同的。
And Peter does not take on the personality of John.
约翰呢，彼得也不会说慢慢就变成约翰的这种品格、这种个性。
The image of Jesus Christ in Peter.
这个在彼得里边，耶稣基督的形象
is always a rather abrupt, strong. This is the way it is.
在彼得里边总是说，好像一下子就出来说，这个就是应该是这样的一个个性。
Now, as he grows in the image of Christ,
但是当他在耶稣基督形象上成长的时候,
he gains a willingness to say,
他就慢慢的就越来越愿意说,
I was wrong.
我是错的。
But he still says it strong.
但是他仍然很那个大声很
You understand? He still is Simon Peter.
他仍然是西门彼得。
Even as Jesus is shining through him.
即使耶稣基督从他身上开始闪耀出去的时候, 他仍然是西门彼得。
Thomas.
多马。
I am convinced that to the day he dies,
我相信就是到他死的那天,
when he stands in Eastern India,
当他站在这个印度东部的时候,
and he faces the governor who condemns him to death for preaching the gospel,
就是因为当时的省长就是判他死刑, 因为他在传福音。
I'm convinced inside Thomas was thinking,
我相信就是我确信多马里面是这么想的。
I knew this would happen.
我知道有一天这肯定会
I knew if I followed Jesus I was going to get killed.
我知道如果我继续传讲耶稣我肯定会被杀的。
But
但是
the image of Christ is through him.
耶稣基督的形象已经
And he faces that death with faith and courage.
他就是带着信心和勇气来面对死亡。
But he has not become a Simon Peter.
但是他没有变成西门彼得。
Now that's incredibly encouraging to me.
那对我来讲真的是非常大的鼓励。
Because I will never have the personality of someone else.
因为我从来也不会有旁边另外一个人的个性。
Someone last week told me,
上个星期有人告诉我,
you know, if you really love people,
如果你真的爱人的话,
if you really have a passion to win sinners,
如果你真的是想要赢得人的灵魂的话,
you can talk to anybody.
你就可以跟任何人讲话。
Doesn't matter who they are, you can talk to anybody.
不管这人是谁, 你肯定得跟他们讲话。
No, you can't.
你做不到。
You might be able to.
你可能可以跟任何人讲话。
But I can't.
但是我不行。
Because unfortunately, I'm a lot more like Thomas than I am like Simon Peter.
不幸的是，我更像多马，而不是像彼得。
But it's okay.
但是没关系。
Because God works in and through each of us.
因为神真的是在我们里边也通过我们来做工。
So we are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就被改变成耶稣基督的形象。
And then the last part of that definition we looked at, for the sake of others.
我们讲到这个灵命塑造定义的最后一个部分就是为了他人的缘故。
And I've had more questions come to me about that part of the definition than any other.
有好几个人问的都是关于为了他人的缘故。
And I think I have not made this very clear.
可能是我没有把这个讲清楚。
But here's what that means.
这个为了他人的缘故的意思就是,
think about the transformation into the image of Jesus.
你想把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象,
and then think about Jesus' life.
你就想一下耶稣基督的生平，他的生活。
His whole life is lived for others.
耶稣基督整个的生命都是为了他人。
He says the Son of Man came not to be served,
他说人子来不是要得人的服侍,
but to serve,
而是要服侍人。
To give his life as a ransom.
为众人做一个赎价。
His life is lived not for his own benefit.
他的生命不是为了自己的益处而活。
But for the sake of others.
而是为了他人的益处。
And so, if I am transformed into the image of Christ,
所以如果我被改变成耶稣基督的形象，
that happens for the sake of others.
发生这一切也是为了他人的缘故。
You see, there is a fake kind of spiritual formation.
有一种就是说虚假的或者是这种假的一种灵命塑造。
That says, oh, I want to be a very Christ-like person.
我真的是想成为一个很像基督的人。
So that when you see me, you will know, oh, he is very godly.
所以当你看到我的时候就说，哇，这个人真敬虔啊。
There were people in Jesus' day like that.
在耶稣的时代也有人像这样。
And he doesn't say very nice things about them.
但是耶稣对他们的评价可不是太好。
He calls them whitewashed tombs.
他说他们是外边洗干净的坟墓。
Who look nice on the outside and are full of bones.
他说外边看着洗白的洗的那个坟墓，里边充满了死人的骨头。
He says, no, that's not what I want.
主耶稣说那个不是我想要的。
I want your transformation to be poured out in serving others.
我想要你的改变，最后就是倾倒出来去服侍他人。
And so that's where what we are looking at, that process.
这个就是我们所看的这个恩典的过程。
We've then looked at some of the things that God uses to accomplish that.
然后我们就看到神所用来成就这个过程的一些途径。
He uses a mind that is being transformed.
他用我们的一个头脑，一个被更新的头脑，被更新的心思。
And that's where we are right now in this series.
这就是我们在这个课程中的过去的一步。
I said to you, I think there are three aspects of that renewed mind.
在这个更新的心思意念中间有三个方面。
One is simply the assurance, yes, I am God's child.
一种就是说很确定说我是神的孩子。
Now I'll tell you, this is the first time in teaching this that I've ever included that topic.
这是在我教这个系列中我第一次包含了这个主题。
Because I assume that if someone takes a class on spiritual formation, it's because they're a Christian.
我就是假定嘛，肯定就是你如果选这个灵命塑造的课，那你肯定是个基督徒了。
So I really don't need to talk about that topic.
所以我觉得我就不需要讲说你要确定你是神的孩子。
2 years ago,
但是两年前
at the college, they asked me to talk about this topic to a group of students.
然后呢，他们就要求我对一群学生要讲这个主题。
And so for 2 weeks, I met with them several times and talked about this.
然后这两个星期，我就有很多次跟他们见面，就讲这个。
And at the end, I wish they had asked this at the beginning.
在那个课快结束的时候，两个星期结束的时候，希望他们其实刚开始问，而不是最后的问。
A student,
有一个学生
，a good student,
是一个好学生
，preparing to be a missionary,
他是预备要去做宣教士。
Said, raised,
他就
his hand,
举手问说
，All this sounds good,
说这都听起来很好啊。
But I'm not even sure I'm a Christian.
但是我都不确定我是。
And I realized I had missed something.
我就意识到哇，我错掉什么东西。
And so that's why we spent some time on how do you know?
所以呢，我们就花了一些时间要讲说你如何确定你是基督徒。
And the reason I put it in the renewing of our mind.
我之所以把这个放在这个心意更新这个部分。
That young man's problem.
因为那位年轻人的问题在于
And I've come to realize since then that many people struggle with this
因为我知道很多人其实都在这方面有挣扎
is not a lack of desire
他不是说他缺乏这个意愿
but simply mental confusion what does it mean? How do I know? I'm God's child
而是说他这个思想上的一种有点混淆
We talked about that
到底是什么意思呢所以我们讲过这个心意更就是这个心意更新
Then we're going to be looking at spiritual training, the disciplines that God uses to shape us in His image.
然后我们就会看，就是属灵的操练，就是神用的工具跟途径，来把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
And then we will wrap all this up with Christian community, how God uses each other to shape us in His image.
然后最后就是基督徒的群体，神如何用他人来把我们塑造成他的形象。
I put that one last because I think it's the hardest.
之所以我把基督徒群体放在最后，因为这个是最难的。
And I think we need some of the other before we're ready for it.
在我们可能需要更多的人在我们预备好。
Because honestly, I'm okay when God's word says to me I need to change.
然后呢，神的话语告诉我需要改变，我没关系。
I'm okay when God says I want to use this discipline in your life to change you.
然后我也不在意神说我要用这种属灵上的训练来改变你。
I'm not nearly as okay when Sister Linda says, you know, you're doing something wrong and you need to change.
但是呢，如果有一个姐妹过来告诉我说你做的这个东西不对，你需要改变，那个感觉就不太舒服了。
I don't think she's done that, but.
但是那个姐妹没这么做，我只是举个例子。
But transformation in a community.Can be very challenging. So、
但是在一个群体一个社群里边的这样的一个更新改变其实是挺困难的。
All right, right now though we are looking at the mind.
我们上次已经看到这个思想这个心意。
And I said there are two things we must know.
有两件事情我们必须要确定。
We started last week, we must know God.
第一点我们必须要认识神上个星期我们
讲到。I'm hoping to wrap that up today.
希望今天能把认识神这个给讲完。
Next week we're going to look at knowing ourselves.
下个星期我们开始讲认识我们自己。
So last week we began looking at how we know God, how He reveals Himself. Thank you.
上个星期我们讲到了我们神是如何向我们显示他自己的。
He reveals Himself. We saw last week quickly through creation.
神透过创造向我们显示他自己。
And then He reveals Himself through Scripture.
然后神透过他的话语向我们显示他自己。
We saw that he reveals himself through the attributes that he has shown us in scripture, and we focused on Exodus 34.
神透过经文，透过他的属性向我们来显示他自己。我们上个星期看到的经文是出埃及记三十四章第六节。
This is why I don't like technology. I'm a dinosaur.
我对那个技术实在是不擅长，简直是恐龙
时期。When I was teaching in the college, one of the students thought he was insulting me.
我在教大学教书的时候，有个学生觉得他其实是好像冒犯了我这个。
All the other teachers have all these fancy PowerPoint things and stuff.
因为别的老师都会做的这种很漂亮的这种幻灯片。
And I'm still writing everything on the board.
我还在黑板上写东西。
So I walk into class one day and one of the smart aleck students has put a stuffed dinosaur on my lectern.
所以呢当我一到进到教室里面我就发现我的那个讲台上呢有个恐龙的一个玩具。
I decided, why fight it?
然后呢我就为什么要去
So every day, I brought my stuffed dinosaur to class.
所以呢我就每天呢就把我那个恐龙玩具放在桌上让他们看看
That's my mascot
那个就是我的这个好像一个吉祥物似的
We see Jesus through scripture I mean we see God through scripture、sorry.
我们透过经文看见神
This morning the third thing I want us to see how we know God how God reveals himself
今天我们来看神第三样就是第三点神通过什么来显示他自己
through creation
第一个呢是创造
through scripture
第二是在圣经中我们看见神。
And then through Jesus Christ.
第再就是在耶稣基督身上我们看见神。
Let me ask you a question. I've asked small groups this question sometimes.
我有时候问那个小组这个问题，问大家。
So if you've been in a group and I've asked this, let someone else answer.
如果你在那个小组中，你已经被问过了，让别人来回答。
If you stood before God's throne.
如果你站在神的宝座前。
And he looked at you right now.
然后神就看着你。
What would be the expression on his face? And I know he is God is spirit. We don't see his face, but just stick with me for a moment.
那你觉得神脸上的表情会是怎么样呢？那我知道说神是灵，我们看不见他的容面，但是呢，就想象一下，那你觉得神是什么表情呢
？You personally.
就是你个人。
What would be God's expression as he saw you right now?
就是如果神现在看到你，他看到你，他的脸上的表情会是怎么样的？有没有谁愿意回答？
Holy, holy, holy.
第一个就是他说神上的神脸上的表情就是圣洁。还有谁？
Loving,
loving.
就是说一个慈爱的面容。
Let me ask you an easier question.
我问一个容易点的问题。
If the door opened,
如果现在这个门打开了。
And Jesus walked in the door.
耶稣进来了。
And he looked right at you, Richard.
然后他就看着你。
What would be the expression when his eyes caught your eyes?
当他的眼光看到注视跟你的眼光目光交集，他会是怎么样的？
What would be my expression?
No, his expression.
你觉得他脸上的耶稣脸上的表情
是什么？ Oh, there's Richard.
他就说，哦，那个是 Richard。
I would never be glad to see
me. Okay.
我希望那个主耶稣脸上的表情就是，哎，看到你真高兴。我希望那是他脸上的表情。
Someone else.
有没有别的人？
Happy.
Happy.
就是很开心。
Smile.
微笑。
Sad.
难过。
Sad.
嗯。
Why sad?
为什么难过呢？
I'm not really like him.
因为我
like me to be like him.
因为他看到我，因为我不像他，所以你们看到我比较难过。
I think relief.
Relief.
Relief. Oh, you made it.
Okay.
就是说，哎呀，放松说你成功了，你真正完成了。
All right. Okay. Now, I start with that for this reason.
我之所以问这个问题的原因在于。
Y'all have been trained well by your pastors.
你们都被牧者们训练得很好。
So your answers are good.
所以你们的答案都很棒。
When I have asked college students those two questions,
当我问这个大学生这两个问题的时候，
I think most of them, many I know, and I think most,
我记得好像是绝大多数。
When I ask about God,
当我问到神的时候
，Their answer is angry.
他们就是回答就是说生气
，Judging.
就是在要准备审判他们
，Disappointed.
失望。
When I ask about Jesus,
当我问到他们关于耶稣进来的时候
，Their answers become more like this.
他们的那个答案就更像说高兴啊，幸福开心啊，微笑啊，放松就是放松啊这样。
You have been trained by pastors.You know theology enough to know that Jesus is God.
所以呢，大家都已经被训练得很好，知道耶稣就是神，神就是耶稣。
And so what we would see on his face.
所以我们在耶稣脸上所看到的
is the same as what we would see on the Father's face.
就是我们在父神脸上也是看到的。
Turn to John chapter 1.
请大家翻到约翰福音第一章。
We're talking about how do we know God.
我们讲到了说我们如何认识神
I'm going to interrupt where I was going though to just speak briefly to this
我先暂停一下我们回到刚才讲到耶稣的表情看到我们如果他进来了
How many of you have children?
多少人有孩子
How many of your children sometimes disappoint you?
多少人
Every hand should be back up.
每个人都举好了，你的孩子让你失望。
If you don't put your hands up, I'm going to think something's wrong with me.
如果你没有举手
Why did I only get the bad kids? Okay, all right.
你会说
All of us have children who disappoint us, right?
我们都有孩子让我们失望的时候。
I won't ask for a raise of hand here in case anyone can't answer.
我不会问原因，可能有的人不好回答。
But even though they have sometimes disappointed,
即使他们有的时候让你很失望
are we not glad they are our children?
你们是不是很高兴他们还是我们的孩子？
God is a much, much better father than I am.
神是比我们好的太多，比我们更好的。
He is a much, much better father than you are a mother.
他也比我们这个，比我这个做父亲的好太多，也比你们这些做母亲的好太多。
And that's important to me for this reason.
对我来讲，这个这么重要是这样的。
When he looks at me,
当他看到我的时候
，Yes, I think sometimes he kind of shakes his head.
我想他有的时候可能会摇头。
I have been trying to teach him for. Half a century, and he still doesn't know.
我已经试着教他半个世纪了，还是没学到。
He must be my dullest child.
肯定是我最笨的孩子。
But,
但是
he still smiles.
他仍然微笑。
Because he's still glad I'm his child.
因为他仍然高兴我是他的孩子。
And he says, you know, he's the slow one.
他是那个慢一点的孩子。
He's the one that's always last to catch on.
就是那个总是最后才能理解。
But you know, we always feel something kind of special for our slow children.
对不对？我们那个很慢的孩子，通常对他有一种特别的感情。
He still loves us.
他仍然爱我们。
And I think he still smiles when he sees us.
当他看到我们的时候，他仍然微笑。
And so, as long as we are following him,
只要我们跟随他。
Even if our following is sometimes very stumbling,
即使我们跟随他呢，也是摇摇摆摆、跌跌撞撞。
Trying to remember to keep a distance since I don't have a mask on.
因为我没戴口罩，所以我要离你们远一点。
Even if sometimes we are stumbling,
即使我们有的时候就是跌跌撞撞。
As long as we are following him,
只要我们还在跟随他。
He looks on us.
他就看着我们。
He says.You're my child.
你是我的孩子。
When I was in Bible college, one of my teachers talked about 1 John.
在我在上圣经学院的时候，有一位老师讲约翰一书。
These things I am writing to you.
他说我写信给你们这些。
That you don't sin.
所以你们就叫要叫是要叫你们不犯罪。But 但是
if any man sin,
若有人犯罪
we have an advocate.
在父那里我们有一位宗保
Jesus, the Son of God.
就是那义者耶稣基督
And my teacher said, and I've never forgotten this.
我永远不会忘记我老师所说的
When I fall,
当我跌倒的时候
I fall in his hand.
我也是跌倒在他的手里
I don't have to go over to the edge and say, I'm going to leave your hand.
我不会去走到那个手的边缘说哦，我要离开你的保护的大手
And if I fall in his hand,
如果我跌倒在他的手里
I can say, Father,
我可以说父啊
That's really stupid
哎，我真是太笨了
I should have done that
我不应该那样做
I'm sorry
对不起
Would you set me back up?
你可以把我再领回到原路上吗
I'm still in his hand
我仍然在他的手中。
Don't ever feel like.
永远不要觉得说。
I can't make it.
我做不到。
The image of Christ is so far from me.
这个耶稣基督的形象离我这么远，真的在那边。
Because the other verse that I didn't go back to reviewing from early on.
我别的我没有从，就是我刚才最刚开始复习的那些经文。
We are being transformed from one degree to another.
我们是荣上加荣，从一种程度的荣光到
另一种程
度的荣光。约翰一书讲到
，When we see him,
当我们看到神的时候
，We will be like him.
我们必要像他。
Every one of us.
我们其中的每一个人。
That's amazing.
那真的是。令人惊奇的。
I never cease to be amazed at that verse.
我从来就是没有停止，就是对这句经文的敬佩让我惊奇。
Because I can tell you, I have never once looked in the mirror.
因为我没有一次看着镜子里的我说
，Wow, I look like Jesus.
看着镜子里的说，哎呀，你看，这就是耶稣，我就是像耶稣。
And if I ever did, it would just mean I had deceived myself terribly.
如果我就这么想的话，大概是我自己骗自己。
And please don't be offended.
请你不要觉得被冒犯。
But I'll look at you and think, Brother Charles, you look too like Jesus.
我也不会看着说，那个查尔斯弟兄，你看着就像耶稣。
But John says,
但是约翰说
，It's okay,
没关系。
Keep walking, keep moving, keep following.
继续的往前行，继续的跟随。
Here's what's happening.
就是我们就是好像一个慢慢往上走这样上坡
Probably, to be honest, I should do it like this.
我觉得更可能就是我们是在一个上上下下的一个往上行的一个路线。
Some days I'm growing and some days I'm not.
有些天呢我在成长，有些天我没有。
But if I'll keep allowing him to work in my life.
如果我继续的持续的让他在我的生命中来做工。
When I see him,
当我见到他的时候，
I and you, every one of you will be like him.
你和我，我们的每一个人都会像他。
That's astounding.
那真的是太令人惊讶了。
So how do I know what God is like?
所以我如何知道神是像什么样子呢？
I know it through creation, his power, his majesty.
我们真的是在创造中看见神，我们看见他的大能，看到他的威严。
I know him through scripture.
我们在圣经中看见神。
We saw last week.
上个星期我们看到。
He's merciful, he's gracious, he's slow to anger, he's full of love and faithfulness.
他是有怜悯有恩典的，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
But all of those are words that are a little bit far off.
但是这些词语好像离我们都有点远。
And so John tells us.
所以约翰告诉我们。
He put a human face on it.
神他放了一个带了一个人的就是以人的形象出现。
The word became flesh and lived among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
正是父独生子的荣光，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
No one has ever seen God, he says.
从来没有人看见神。
But then, this is amazing.
这个真的是太令人惊奇了。
The only God who is at the Father's side.
这个在父那里的唯一的神，就是神的儿子。
He has made him known.
他将父神表明出来。
I was on a flight to, from Hong Kong to Malaysia.
我有一次坐飞机从香港飞到马来西亚。
And the guy sitting next to me.
然后我旁边坐的那位先生。
I am not one of these airplane evangelists.
我不是那个能在飞机上传福音的人。
I have friends who every time they fly, half the plane gets saved.
然后我有朋友，每次他们坐飞机上一半的人都得救了。
When I fly, just hold on to the seat and try to get there.
然后当我飞的时候，我就得抓紧我的这个座位，就是确定我能够平安到达。
But the man sitting next to me.
但是我旁边坐的那位先生。
We began to talk.
就开始跟我聊天。
He told me he was a teacher at a American school in Beijing.
他告诉我他是在北京一个国际学校的老师。
Teaches literature, so we began to talk about literature.
他是教文学的，所以我们就开始讲文学。
He asked what I do.
他就问我你是干什么的。
I said, well, I teach Bible at a church.
我在教会里教导圣经。
And he said, ah, I don't believe in that stuff.
哦，他说我才不信那一套呢。
I said, really?
我说真的。
No, he said, I'm not interested in religion.
他说我对这个宗教不感兴趣。
I said, that's very curious to me.
我说哦，那个令肯定人好奇啊。
Because you teach literature.
因为呢，你在教文学。
I said, you teach John Bunyan?
我说
Pilgrim's Progress?
你教过那个约翰·班扬的《天路历程》吗？
Yeah, that's a great piece of literature.
那当然是一个文学名著了，教过的。
I said, no, he's not yours, he's mine.
我说他不是你的，是我的。
We went through a list of them. I kept saying, no, you can't teach him. He's mine.
我就说哦，你不能教，那个是我们属于我们基督徒的。
Finally, he said, you want to know why I don't believe in God?
他就最后说，你知道我为什么不相信神吗？
Yeah.
我说为什么？
He said, I went to church when I was a kid.
我小的时候去过教会。
And every week the preacher got up.
然后每次的那个牧师上去。
And he yelled at me about all the sins I had done.
他就对我喊着，就是我所有做过的这个罪，这个错事儿。
And told me that God was mad at me.
他就告诉我说，神对我很生气。
And I got tired of God being mad at me.
然后我就真的是厌倦了神对我很生气。
I just gave it up.
所以我就放弃了。
We were almost to our landing.
我们快要着地的时候。
And I knew I would never see him again.
我知道我不会再见到他了。
God, what can I say to this
man? 我就想说，我该怎么跟这个人讲？
And before we got off the plane, I said, would you do me a favor?
然后在我们下飞机之前，我就说，你可不可以帮我一个忙？
I said, don't worry, I'm not going to pray with you on the plane.
你别担心，我不会在飞机上跟你一起祷告。
But I'd like for you to do this.
我希望你能够这样做。
I said, you read literature.
我说你是读这个文学作品的。
Yeah.
我说是。
You listen to what it says.
你也听这个文学里面讲什么。
I said, would you take the Gospels?
你好不好就是你去把那个福音书给。
And read them like you read literature.
就像你读这个文学作品时候。
Just ask me.
你要来读这个福音书就是单单的问。
What's it say?
它到底说的什么意思呢？
And I said, but here's what I want you to remember as you're reading it.
当你读的时候，我希望你能记住。
Forget the God you think you remember from when you were a kid.
忘记就是你小时候你觉得你所知道的那个神。
And look at Jesus.
而是你看耶稣基督。
Because he's God.
因为耶稣就是神。
And ask yourself.
问你自己。
If I had met this Jesus when I was a child,
如果我在小的时候碰到了这位耶稣,
would I hate him?
我会恨他吗？我会厌恶他吗？
He said, okay, I'll do that.
他说好，我试试。
I haven't seen him again, of course.
当然我也没再见过这个人。
But here's my point for him and for us.
所以我要对那个人还对我们来讲，我
要讲的是 Many people have a twisted, distorted view of God.
很多人对神有一个扭曲的一个看法。
An angry God who is just looking for someone that he can shoot a bolt of lightning at.
然后就是因为生气的神在找着一个人用闪电来击他。
But when we look at Jesus,
但是当我们看到耶稣的时候
John tells us we see.The Father.
我约翰告诉我们，我们就看到了父神。
And so, what is he like?
那父神是像什么样吗？
Again, if you would just take one gospel this week, take the Gospel of Mark because it's short.
你就这个星期去找一本福音书，比如说找马可福音，那是最短的。
You can read through Mark in probably 2 hours.
两个小时就可以把马可福音读完。
Every day, just read part of it.
然后每天呢，就读一部分。
And don't ask any religious questions.
不要去问任何跟宗教性的问题。
In other words, don't say, "I wonder what the original Greek means here."
不要说，哎呀，这个希腊文的原文这句话是什么意思？
Don't try to find any deep truths.
也不要去说想去找这个深奥的真理。
Just ask this.
就问你自己。
Would I have enjoyed being with Jesus?
当我跟耶稣在一起的时候，我会不会很享受呢？
What would he have been like?
那他是看着像什么样呢？
And if you can get to the end of Mark and say, wow, I wouldn't have enjoyed that at all.
如果你到了马可福音读完说，哎呀，我一点都不享受。
Something's wrong.
那你肯定是有什么地方不对劲儿。
Because people love to be with him.
因为大家都很喜欢跟耶稣在一起。
Now, we always talk about the fact that sinners wanted to be with him.
我们总是讲到说罪人很喜欢跟耶稣在一起。
And that's true.
那是真的。
But I read through Mark last week again.
但是上个星期呢，我又把马可福音。
And it struck me there were some other people who loved to be with him.
我也很吃惊的发现说还有别的人也喜欢耶稣。
Pharisees kept coming around to listen.
那个法利赛人就不断的到他面前来听。
He says, "You're a whitewashed grave."
耶稣说你们就是外边洗净的
You're a big hypocrite.
你们都是虚伪的人。
And tomorrow they come back.
但是第二天这个法利赛人又回来了。
Right?
对不对
The scribes, they love to be with him.
他们也很喜欢跟耶稣在一起。
He says, you've got it all twisted up.
耶稣说你们把那些都给扭曲了。
Right in front of everyone, he says, you've been teaching them all wrong.
他在众人面前就说文士说你们都教错了。
They storm off mad.
他们走的时候很愤怒地走了。
And tomorrow, they're back.
在第二天，这些文士又回来了。
Why?
为什么？
Because there was something winsome and gracious about him.
因为在他里边有些就是很吸引人的、很有恩典的东西吸引着他们。
That even his enemies,
即使是他的敌人
were drawn to him,
也想来到他，也是到他跟前来。
Here's what we learn when we read the Gospels.
当我们读福音的时候，我们学到的是。
And I want you to realize this is what we learn about God.
我想要大家记住，我们所学到的也是关于神的。
Don't make a distinction.
不要中间画个界限，
Don't say God is angry.
不要说神是愤怒的，是生气的。
Judging.
神是总是审判的。
Jesus.
是，但是耶稣
is loving.
是慈爱的。
Merciful.
是蛮有怜悯的。
You can't do that.
你不能这样做。
Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
And so when we look at Jesus,
所以当我们看到耶稣的时候
，we see a God who loves sinners.
你就看到爱罪人的神。
A God, and this is so important for all of us as Christians.
作为基督徒，这一点对我们都很重
要。A God who is not angry, disappointed, or impatient with disciples who failed.
不是一位对那个跌倒失败的门徒，就是对他们生气，对他们失望，然后要审判他们的神。
Yes, I know. When you read through Mark,
我知道当你读马可福音的时候。
You're going to hear Jesus say,
你就会听到耶稣说,
Have you so little faith?
你们这些小信的人啊,
Have you already forgotten?
你们忘了吗?
The miracle I did yesterday.
我昨天才行了神迹啊。
But you will never hear him say.
但你从来不会听到他说。
All right, that's it.
就这样了。
I've done enough.
就我已经做够了。
Now, why?
没有，为什么?
Because in Jesus we see a God who does not become impatient or angry when we fall.
在耶稣我们看到，不是说当我们跌倒失败的时候，对我们失望，对我们没有耐心的神。
Now, in case you start to think, oh, this is nice.
如果你这样想说，哎，太好了。
Jesus loves me when I'm good. Jesus loves me when I'm bad. I'll just do what I want to do.
我好的时候耶稣也爱我，我坏的时候耶稣也爱我，所以我想做啥就做啥。
In Jesus.
在耶稣里。
I'm not putting it in this list.
我没有把它放在这个生气、这个审判、论断审判的神。
In Jesus.
在耶稣里边。
We see that God says.
我们看到他说，也就是神说。
If you want to be like me.
如果你要想像我。
If you want to follow me.
如果你想要跟随我。
Take up the cross.
背起你的十字架。
Because you're going to have to die.
因为你必须要死。
And it's not going to be easy just one time.
而且不是死一次。
You're going to die daily.
每天都要死。
I can die at the big church conference.
我在这个教会有特会的时候我可以死。
How many of you are crying right now?
我们多少人都在哭啊。
How many are willing to die?
你们多少人愿意愿意那个为耶稣死啊
？Everybody is. I'm not going to be the only one that says no, not me.
你每个人，大家都举手啊！不是你，你不是唯一的一个说，就我愿意为。
Jesus says.
耶稣是说
，If you're going to follow me,
如果你要跟随我
，You die day after day after day after day.
你是一天又一天又一天又一天，每天的死。
That means.
那就意味着。
That tomorrow,
明天
when I want this,
当我想要，这是我的权利。
And God says no, you need to humble yourself and apologize to your wife.
神说，不是的，你需要谦卑下来向你的妻子道歉。
I die daily.
所以我每天都要死。
And I don't know about you, but for me to apologize to my wife is dying.
我不知道关于你，对我来讲，向我太太道歉，那就跟死差不多。
But she's partly wrong.
因为呢，她也有一部分的错呀。
And I think she needs to know it.
我知道，我觉得她应该知道她错的那一部分。
But being a disciple.
但是作为一个门徒。
Is dying daily.
就是每天要死。
And over and over and over.
然后就是
不断的。In 100 different ways.
然后有一百种不同的方式。
Jesus shows me.
耶稣
the face of God.
耶稣向我展现了神的容面，神的面目。
The face that says, "All right, Randall, it's time to die again."
然后这个信心就说，哎呀，你又该死了啊。
This is what you have to do today.
你今天要做的，你要去面对的，要死的就是这些。
He shows us, Jesus shows us a father.
耶稣向我们展现一位父亲。
Whose love for his children.
他对他的孩子的爱是这样的，如此的爱。
Is unconditional.
他对孩子的爱是没有任何条件的。
Now I know this is hard for some of you.
我知道对其中的一部分人是很这个。
At times I have debated leaving out anything about this in a Chinese setting.
我就是在想，我是不是在这个华人的这个环境里边不要讲这些，我一直在挣扎。
But I must not because God doesn't.
但是我不能留下来这些，因为神不会说就不讲这些。
If you have had a father who the only way you could win his love was by earning it.
如果你有一个父亲，你唯一要得到他的爱的方式就是要赚得、赢得他的爱。
This is hard for you.
那对你来讲，这个就很艰难。
But please understand this.
但请你了解。
Jesus shows us God is a father who loves without condition.
耶稣向我们展现的父是这样一位父神，就是他的爱是没有条件的。
That is amazing.
那简直是无法想象，令人惊奇的。
A couple years ago, I read a sentence in a book.
一两年以前，我在一本书里读到一句话。
Always mark in my book, and I put a big X beside the sentence.
我总是在那个书上面，我就画个大大的叉。
Because I was sure it was wrong.
因为我确定说这肯定是错的。
I finished the book.
我把那本书读完
了。It was the only sentence in the whole book that really upset me.
只有这句话让我很恼火。
So I went back and read it again.
然后我就回去再读这句话。
But I remember I wrote another X.
然后我就在另外一个地方画了个大大的叉。
About the fifth or sixth time, I realized he was right and I was wrong.
读了五六次之后，我觉得这个作者说的是对的。
And the sentence that bothered me so much was this.
让我非常搅扰我的这句话就是
God the Father loves you no less.And he loves his only begotten son.
神爱你不少于他爱他唯一的独生子。
Now mentally, I know that's right.
那个头脑中我知道这个是对的。
But I'm going to tell you that was hard for me.
但是呢，真的是心里接受这句话对我来讲。
That he loves me no less than he loves Jesus.
难道他爱我都不少于他爱耶稣基督？
That just seemed to me couldn't be right.
我觉得那没办法是对的。
And I wrestled with that silly sentence in that book for a week.
然后呢，就这句本书里的一句话，我整整想了一周。
But it's right.
但是它实际上是对的。
I know it's right because he sent Jesus to die.
我知道那是对，这他说的是正确的，因为神父神差遣耶稣来死。
He has to love me as much.
他肯定要那么的爱我。
Isn't that amazing?
那是不是令我们惊奇？
There is no condition, in other words. You don't have to earn it.
就是说那个是没有条件的，你不需要去挣得、赢得神的爱。
When we see Jesus, we see a picture of a father, of God, who never expects us to earn our salvation, but it is given by grace.
然后我们看到耶稣，我们就看到我们的父神是我们永远不需要去挣得我们的救恩，而是因着他的恩典，他赐予我们。
A God who is never impressed by our good works.
因为神永远不会说，因为我们的好行为、我们的好工作，感觉很了不起、很印象很深刻，
but only
很打动他。
By our dependence on Him.
我们唯一能打动他的就是我们对他完全的依靠。
Now please don't raise your hand on this.
这会儿你不需要举手。
But if you're a pastor,
但如果你是一位牧师
or a deacon or an elder,
或者是长老或者是执事
there is a constant temptation
那个常常要面对的一个试探就是
to want to do it enough to impress God.
你就想做很多让神好像打动神让神对你觉得你很了不起印象深刻。
Think I have to do enough.
你就觉得说我要不断的做。
And Jesus shows us a God who is never impressed by what we do.
耶稣也向我们展示了一位从来不会因为我们所做的让他印象深刻或者打动他。
Who is never surprised by our failure.
也永远不会因为我们的失败而震惊而惊奇。
But who loves us anyway.
但是无论如何爱我们。
God reveals himself through his son.
神通过他的儿子向我们显示他自己。
We are out of time.
时间到了。
So I'm going to stop here, but
我要停下来了。
Let me just, the last thing I was going to develop, but I think I'll just say it and then skip it, and we'll pick up next week with
Noah. 最后一点呢，我要讲，我就简单讲一下下面。
We know God through creation.
我们在创造中看见神。
Through scripture.
我们在圣经中看见神。
Through Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督身上看见神。
And we know him through through personal experience.
我们也在个人的经历上看见神。
He wants us to move beyond a textbook knowledge.
神想要我们走出来这种书本上的知识。
That personal experience with him.
而是在个人跟关系上、经历上，能够感觉，能够跟他同行。
A kind of personal trust.
而是一个个人的对他的信号。
3 minutes, I can do this, okay. Last Sunday's message and this morning's class, I realize I'm doing something I do not like to do.
然后上个星期我讲的讲道，还有今天早上，我就意识到我在做一些我自己其实也不喜欢的。
I do not like to use personal experiences.
我不想要用个人经历。
Because God works for each of us in each of us different ways.
因为神在我每个身上人做工的方式是不同的。
And I never want to give the idea that this is how God will do it if you're really good.
我也不想让你觉得如果你真的很好，神是会这样做。
So I tried to not do that, but I'm breaking the rule again.
但是呢，我想不要这样做，但是呢，我再次违背了我自己的这个。
Because I tried to find all week another example to use.
我本来想这个星期找到另外一个例子来用。
Personal experience.
个人的经历。
I am okay, I am good at looking at scripture.
我看圣经，看经文是没问题的。
And say that's what God is like.
那就是神像这样的。
I can do that. And I can tell you about it. I have to tell you I am much, much worse at point four.
但是在第四点，就是个人经历上看见神。
Personal experience.
就是个人经历上对我来讲是。
God doesn't very often wake me up in the night calling my name, saying, Randall, I have something I want to tell you.
神都得等到我到半夜里边叫我的名字说，哎，我有事要给你，我有一些要告诉你。
And because of that, I tend to be skeptical when other people tell me he woke them up.
所以呢，这样的话，我对别人是半夜里被
叫醒。Maybe you just ate too much pizza.
我想我可能吃了太多的比萨。
But knowing God personally is important.
但是呢，个人经历上你认识神是重要的。
Knowing He cares for us personally.
就是知道他作为个人，他在意我们。
Last year, something happened that helped me to see God's care personally.
去年有些事情发生，让我看到神对我个人的这个照顾。
I am not going to go over. I can cook chicken noodle soup.
我可以做这个鸡汤。
I can heat up things that people bring.
别人给我送来的东西，我可以把它。
And I am learning to make some very simple things.
我也在学着做一些简单的。
But I am not a cook.
但是我不是一个厨师。
And one day Sue said, "I really wish I had some apple dumplings."
然后呢，有一天我太太说，我想吃那个苹果派，苹果饺子。
Apple with some cinnamon sugar wrapped in a pastry.
就是苹果，就是那个苹果饼。
I can't make that.
我做不来那个。
I could have asked my daughter.
我可以问我女儿做。
But Sue and I are trying not to become a burden on our children.
但是我不想说成为我们孩子的负担。
And I can't even honestly say I prayed and asked God.
我可以。
Because I didn't.
我没有，我甚至不能坦诚地说，我向神祷告，我也没向神祷告。
All I thought was, that's too bad.
我就想说太糟糕了。
I don't know where you can even get them.
从哪儿弄这个苹果派呢
？2 days later.
就过了两天。
The father of a former student of Sue's.
就是我太太这个一个以前学生的爸爸。
I don't even know the last time I had talked to him.
我都不记得上次我跟他讲话都是什么时候了。
Called and said.
然后就打电话说。
Your wife was always so good for my children.
你的太太对我的孩子们都很好。
I want to bring supper tonight.
我今天晚上想送晚餐来。
Your wife, I said, well.
我说好的。
Does she like Italian food?
我说她喜欢，那个爸爸就说她喜欢意大利食物吗
？Yeah.
对。
So he went to an Italian restaurant.
然后他就去了意大利的餐馆。
He brought supper.
他就带来了这个晚餐。
And he said there's dessert.
说这个就是这个甜点。
I've been to that restaurant and I know that at the end of every meal they give you a little cannoli.
然后我知道那个餐馆呢，他到最后甜点给的是一种小卷卷。
We ate.
我们就喜欢。
I opened the cannoli.
我打开那甜卷。
It's apple dumpling.
在这个里边就是这个苹果的。
Apple dumpling is not an Italian food, as far as I know.
我知道这种苹果的这种好像苹果饺子这个不是意大利的。
She was so happy.
我太太真是好开心啊。
So I called.
所以我就打电话。
I said, Mr. Hunter.
我说某某先生。
First of all, the supper was delicious.
说谢谢你，这个晚餐非常的好。
But second, why did you bring apple dumplings?
你为什么带起来这个苹果饺子？
He says, I don't know.
他说我也不知道。
He said they always have cannoli.
然后他们总是另外一种甜点。
Got ready to order cannoli.
我本来要准备订那种甜点。
And there was a sign that said, "Today only, homemade apple dumplings."
他说，结果上面有一个标志说，只有今天是特别啊，今天有这个苹果的东西。
And I thought, "Oh, let's try something different."
我说，那我他就说，哎，那我就试点不同的东西吧。
Were they okay?
我就他说，是不是还好吗？那个。
And here's what I learned.
我从这件事我学习到。
God did not do that because of my faith.
神这样做不是因为我有信心
Because I didn't even ask.
因为我都没有问没有求
And I hesitate to tell that because I don't want you thinking, okay, if whatever I ask for, God will give me.
我之所以犹豫告诉大家这个不想你认为说哦，只要我想到了只想我求了神都会给我
Because I'm only telling you one day, not every day.
因为这只发生一次不是每一天
But what it shows me is a God who cares about simple things.
就是一位在意我们生活中小事的神
cares for his children.
他真的是照料关心他的孩子们
Will that happen every time?
会不会每次都发生呢
No
不会
I know because just as an experiment the next day I said I'd like to have a Tesla
然后我就想说那我做实验我再做一次
But a God who cares
但是他是一位关心我们的神
Lord thank you for your goodness
神啊我为你的良善为你的美善感谢
Thank you for the privilege of being your children
真的是成为你的孩子是何等的有幸
Help us to grow more and more in your name
求你帮助我们越来越在你的形象上成长
I pray in Jesus' name
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求
Amen, Amen. Amen.